America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
It's that time.
It is.
It's time for the entertainment report. So, Christina Stoffo,
yes.
Entertain me.
Okay, so American Horror Story aired this week,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Very excited, because I love American Horror Story. You know, every season, it's its own entity, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, this season is based around a hotel that is actually a hotel, the Cecil Hotel in L.A. It's no longer called the Cecil, but a big tragedy happened at this hotel back in 2013. Apparently, a woman was found accidentally drowned in their water tower in this hotel.
Okay.
Now, the reason why they found her was because guests at the hotel were complaining that the water tasted funny. Okay, so after there was a big investigation, this woman's name was Elisa Lam, okay? So after this big investigation went on, they found the body in the water tower. LAPD released a video of her hours before her death, getting into an elevator, acting very erratic. Rumors started to come up that she's possessed, that the hotel is haunted. If you watch the video, though, she gets in the elevator, she's hiding in the corner. Then she kind of sticks her head out to see if anyone's coming. She goes back in the elevator. She hides in the other corner. She starts doing something weird with her hands. She gets back outside the elevator. Then she just kind of like disappears.
Yeah.
And it's very strange to watch. But anyway.
But she ended up in the water tower.
But she ended up somehow accidentally drowned. And I'm doing the air quotes here. Accidentally drowned in this water tower. So anyway,
okay.
American Horror Story, the reason for me telling you all of this. American Horror Story is based around this hotel. There are vampires and a bunch of stuff. Lady Gaga's in it.
Lady Gaga's in it?
Yeah, she's
there's
like
a
one
reason
of the
to watch
leading
it.
Roles. So hopefully this season will be good. Because last season I was a little bit I had to like force myself to watch it.
You didn't like it.
I wasn't a fan of last season, but I have high hopes for this season because I actually really enjoy the premise of what they do with this show every year.
Dead woman in the water tower and funny smells in the water, and you know what makes for a great television show.
I don't think that they're going to work that into the story.
I hope they do.
But the director is basing it around this
basing,
whole thing. Anyway,
all right, anyway.
Okay, so Victor Cruz is in the doghouse
with his
fiance,
right?
Now, I guess his fiance somehow found out like that he had all these side chicks.
Well, you know, he's a big NFL player for the Giants.
She
got side dishes.
Sent a mass text out to all of them and him.
Oh, that's nasty.
I'm going to read you the text message. Hello, ladies. This is Elena, Victor Cruz's fiance.
Yeah.
You all know about me, and I seem to be the topic of conversations in all of your conversations with Vic. I'm sure he's told you many things about us and how we don't exist, but given the fact that you all meet him in hotel rooms only, we all know that that's a lie. Just as he tells me you're all whores and mean nothing to him. I figured since you all know about me, then I should introduce each of you to each other so we can all know who we have all been... doing stuff
we
with,
understand
but she
that.
Used, you know, a bad word,
for the
past several months. So ladies, meet one another and feel free to exchange notes.
Wow. You know, the information age has created such great fodder for comedy.
You know what?
What?
Good for her.
Good for her.
Good for her. But is she really still going to marry him?
I wouldn't.
After knowing, then go through with this marriage, knowing that he had all of this stuff going on the side and
you
was
can't.
Unfaithful. I mean, I know there's no such thing as a homewrecker. If you're gonna cheat, there's a problem in the relationship already.
Right.
However.
But dozens of homewreckers at one time.
That's what I mean.
She felt the need. Does
but
she really think that doing this just kind of just takes care of everything and wipes
no,
the slate clean?
But I
no.
feel like I feel like I would do that. I feel like if I found out, I would turn the FBI mode on and figure
Stand
it out and
ground,
say
woman.
Something.
Good for you.
Well, anyway, shame on you, Victor Cruz.
All right.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
Fiance.
Keep texting away.
Keep texting those hoes.
Alert the ladies of Victor Cruz.
All right, and yes. I'm going to end with my favorite subject,
what?
Nerd news.
Nerd news.
The X-Files trailer was released recently.
And you were
and
watching it yesterday in the studio between segments.
Exploded when I watched it.
You kept saying, wow.
It's a 2-minute trailer.
Yeah.
And it shows, you know, like, oh, government conspiracy, alien babies. My head exploded because they showed Skinner coming back in and the last scene of the trailer. The last scene.
Mm-hmm.
Because in season 9 of The X-Files, it shows the cigarette-smoking man, which turns out to be, you know, David Duchovny's character's, Mulder's father.
Father.
Blowing up in an explosion on a hill. Was he actually there? Did he die? We don't know.
Dun, dun, dun.
But in the final scene of the trailer, it shows a hand close up with a cigarette. So I'm thinking that they're alluding to the fact that the cigarette smoking man is not dead and he's going to be in the Six Show.
Either that or somebody picked up a nasty habit on the show.
The Six Show event. No, yeah. It's a cigarette smoking man.
I think so.
But it was very interesting because when we did interview David Duchovny on the show, I asked him about that and he was very tight-lipped
about it. He got a little weird. Oh, well,
so
you can't believe everything you see on the internet.
But this isn't an official trailer, so...
But you know what? There's enough there. It's probably true.
I think it is.
You're excited.
I am. It starts in January. I'm very excited about it.
You know, you don't exclaim very often when you're watching something. And it was interesting. We're in the studio yesterday, and she's, you know, she's got her new phone, so she's whipping it out. Oh, the trailer. And you were like, oh, wow. Oh. Literally 6 or 7 emotive expressions in like this 2 minutes.
Oh,
it was amazing.
2 minutes.
Wow.
So exciting.
All right. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoppo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. If you live near the Gulf of Mexico, you're all too familiar with red tide. In fact, across the nation, algae blooms ruin swimming, kill fish, even poison local drinking water. Well, after a remarkable 37-year experiment, Canadian scientists have nailed down the chemical triggers that cause algae blooms. The culprit? Something many here have believed all along. Phosphorus, commonly found in household laundry detergent. There are now 146 coastal regions in the world in which fish and other life forms are dying entirely from phosphorus-related lack of oxygen. One dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico is roughly the size of New Jersey. Phosphorus in detergents is already being banned in Washington state. So what can we do? Well, you and I can now easily choose phosphorus-free laundry detergents easily labeled in most grocery stores. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Ken has been fishing for his dinner since he was a kid, so fishing is like eating to his family. One day, Ken was cited for fishing with an expired license. He was fined and put on probation for a year. But a few months later, Ken thought he solved the problem by using a fake name on a new license. When he was caught this time, what do you think happened? The final verdict after this. Are cigarettes ruining your life? Miracet is a permanent stop smoking solution. Call 800-942-0965. Only $49.95 with a money back guarantee. That's 800-942-0965. Ken was charged with fishing under a false name, and considering his other violations on record, he was sentenced to 2 years in prison. And that's the final verdict.